USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The Senate Sunday passed the Inflation Reduction Act in a party line vote. Vice President Kamala Harris casting the tie-breaking vote.
The yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative, and the bill, as amended, is passed.
There's a tourist lockdown going on in China.
About 80,000 tourists are stranded in a southern Chinese beach resort after authorities declared it a COVID-19 hotspot and imposed a lockdown. Within the last 2 days, there were 358 cases. China's ruling Communist Party sticks steadfastly to a zero-COVID approach. Railway authorities banned all ticket sales, while all flights were also canceled. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. New York Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, she said the evidence coming out of the House January 6th committee investigation is shocking. And she expects the Department of Justice to take action.
I think for Merrick Garland to see this evidence, he should be doing his own full investigation. I will expect indictments out of the Department of Justice in the weeks and months to come.
The head of the Republican Party in Collin County, Texas, defends censuring Senator John Thune, who's been censured by his party in multiple Texas counties. At issue is his co-authoring of the gun safety legislation signed by President Biden. Speaking to ABC affiliate WFAA, Collin County Republican Party Chair Abraham George said new laws always infringe on the rights of law-abiding citizens.
The criminals don't care about having a red flag laws. They don't care about putting a gun-free zone. They don't look at those signs.
I'm Tony Marusso for USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Israeli airstrikes flattened homes in Gaza on Saturday, and rocket barrages into southern Israel persisted, raising fears of an escalation in a conflict that's killed at least 15 people in the coastal strip. The fighting began with Israel's killing of the senior commander of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad militant group in a wave of strikes Friday that Israel said were meant to prevent an imminent attack. A 5-year-old girl and 2 women were among those killed in the strikes. So far, Hamas, the larger militant group that rules Gaza, appeared to stay on the sidelines of the conflict, keeping its intensity somewhat contained. The on-again, off-again battle with Twitter.
Elon Musk says his deal to buy Twitter for $44 billion should move forward if the company can confirm details about how it measures whether user accounts are spam bots or real people. The Tesla CEO has been trying to back out of his agreement to buy the social media company. That led Twitter to sue him. Musk countersued, accusing Twitter of misleading his team about the true size of its user base and other problems he says amount to fraud and breach of contract. The two sides are headed to a Delaware courtroom this fall. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson have gone their separate ways after 9 months together. Their schedules and the long distance made it really difficult to maintain the relationship. One source said Pete's 28, Kim's 41. They are just in very different places at the moment. This is USA Radio News.